Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this is Riggs. This is where we get a chance to talk a little bit about what happened yesterday. We get a chance to talk about what we expect to happen tomorrow. Maybe some key matchups as we go in the trenches. And yesterday, I mentioned this earlier, and there are a few things that drove me crazy yesterday. I'm just going to a couple of them, which I thought were should have been covered in high school football. And that is the J.J. Watt and his batting passes down. This is his M.O. This is what he has done throughout his entire career. The other thing he's known for is sacking the quarterback and bringing what some would say, bringing the pain. And Matt Stafford, when he lines up at center, would know exactly where J.J. Watt is on every play because he can do the most harm to Matt Stafford. On a pass play, Matt drops back, and you know at the snap, he sees that J.J. Watt is covering Taylor Decker. He drops back, and he looks and says, oh, I'm going to throw the ball over here. But instead of putting some extra loft on the ball, because you have a player over there, and Taylor Decker has done a really good job in pass protection this year. So when you do not get a pass rush from J.J. Watt, the next thing that happens is he's going to put that big old bear paw up in the air and try and bat a pass down. Well, Taylor Decker has a good set, does a good job of slowing the rush. And J.J. Watt, being the experienced defensive end that he is, decides that I'm not going to continue to rush. I'm not going to waste my energy. I'm not going to waste, you know, losing the edge of this defense. I'm just going to try and bat it down. So he's standing there, and instead of batting it down, he picks it off. He picks it off and runs it in for a 19-yard touchdown. He's faster than Taylor Decker, the only one that had the opportunity to catch him. Now, there's a few things that should have happened here. One, Matt Stafford clearly should have put some more loft on the ball to get it over top of J.J. Watt. The other thing, and this is where I want to go in the trenches for Taylor Decker, when your rusher stops rushing, then you attack. You go from pass blocking to run blocking. You put your hands right in his breastplate and you try and drive him as far as you can so that if he does reach up, you get an easy pancake. You get a chance to dump a future Hall of Famer right on the ground. And if you can't get there, then what do? You punch him in the belly. What if Reeks, if I were to punch you in the belly and you had your hands straight up in the air, what would you do?
I'd fall down.
You'd fall down. Yes. And J.J. Watt may not fall down.
Yes, but his hands would go down.
His hands would go down.
So you blame more Decker than Stafford?
No, I blame Stafford most, but I do blame Taylor Decker a little bit because it's sometimes hard to make that transition from pass blocking to run blocking. You think, oh, I've got him stopped. But you should know in your head where this play is designed to go. You should know as a fifth or sixth year guy in the NFL that I understand where the defense is. I understand coverages. I understand where the positions are. And that at the snap of the ball, the pass should be going over here. And you know that you're quick setting him already because it's going to be a quick pass. It's going to be a short route. You should already be on him. So I think Taylor Decker misplayed this one. Now, it was great pass protection, but misplayed it on the fact that you've got to get J.J. Watt's hands down. That is, there is no question about that. But it should have been seen by Matt Stafford.
Well, very quickly, because you're dead on. Obviously, you played the position. But if you're Decker and you watch that all week, You know Watt's coming in and doing that. Shouldn't that be a sign immediately, as you say, to go from pass protection to run protection when he puts his hands up?
It should all be, yes. It should be done in film study, and this is exactly what you should be planning on doing. Now, the tough part is that you can't necessarily set that way anticipating that he's not going to rush, because if he rushes, he's one of the better pass rushers coming off the edge, and he's got an unbelievable power move. So you've got to set your anchor, so to speak, and be ready to transition to, if I get a good pass set, now I'm going to go from, I've got my anchor set, I'm not worried about the bull rush, I'm not worried about getting pushed into the quarterback's lap, I'm going to attack on this play. And it should have been attack from the get-go. The other one that I think should have been recognized and something that should be taught in high school football, definitely in college football, and I know it's talked about, but should not have to be covered because you're a NFL player, Justin Coleman. He is covering a wide receiver. Let's just say, you know, it's man coverage. If I tell you to play a guy in man coverage, where are your eyes? What is the most important thing that you are doing?
Watching him. And his eyes probably too.
Yes. So there's a little bit of a razzle-dazzle play in the backfield. They hand it off to the running back, which I thought was executed tremendously for the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson hands the ball off. Running back scampers around the backfield a little bit and then throws it back to Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson then throws it to his wide open
Will Fuller,
wide receiver, who had a phenomenal day against the Lions secondary. But there's nobody around him. Why is there nobody around him? Because Justin Coleman got fooled by the fake. Now, I don't know about you, but I was fooled by the fake watching it.
I was fooled too. However, if you look at the postgame interviews, they knew it the entire time. Like they allowed Duke Johnson to, like they said it, sell it, and he sold it, and there was a little contact before he threw it back to Watson, then who threw it to Fuller.
Right, and so the sell job was tremendous. The fake was tremendous, but if Justin Coleman has his eyes where they're supposed to be, if he's disciplined on the basics of man coverage, he shouldn't have even seen the Duke Johnson fake. Shouldn't have been fooled at all, because his eyes are on his receiver. And when that receiver, the only thing that changes for him is when the receiver looks for the ball. All right, you could tell by his body language that there's a pass coming my way.
Right, like it's in the air.
And I turn around, I have to look at the ball to make a play on the ball, or else it's PI if you touch the receiver. But he should have been in position, and he got completely fooled. Now, you and I, watching the game, we got fooled because our eyes generally go to the ball. I'm watching the offensive line, and I see the running back take the ball and get hit, make contact, and then throw it back, and I'm like, oh, no, here it comes. And since they were in man coverage, it should have never happened. It's just, it's football 101. So there are things, my point is, there are things that you can blame the coaches for. 10 men on the field a few times this year. That's, to me, coaching.
Yeah, 3 times in 2 games.
Right, that's a coaching error.
Two of which resulted in scores.
In
touchdowns. Who's counting?
Yes, who's counting? Yes, but that and pick sixes. We're even, right? Ten
yeah,
on the field, three times.
Yeah, Stafford has 23 of them for his career.
And so now I want to transition to what we're going to see this coming weekend. Really quickly for Michigan-Penn State, I think the key matchup is going to be Sean Clifford will be the starting quarterback for Penn State. Jahan Dotson is a wide receiver that has 31 catches, 527 yards, 6 touchdowns. But on the road, when they travel, he has averaged over 20 yards per catch. This is a matchup nightmare for Michigan secondary, who we all know has struggled this year against really good receivers. That is going to be the matchup that I think all people should be watching, because in the backfield, they've got Devin Ford, who has been okay, but they don't have the talent that they used to have. And then on defense for Penn State, they're losing Micah Parsons. Yes, they have Shaka Toney. They have some players up front, but they're just guys, right? This is a defense. This should be a shootout in the big house. I'm looking at a score of probably 35 to 41 or something, maybe even more.
Who's
than
gonna
that.
Who's going to win?
That's to come later. In fact, I made my pick on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, but the line is only, what's the line now, 2?
One.
It's down to one. It's a pick'em.
Michigan's favored by a point.
It's a pick'em. So real quick for the Michigan State Spartans, this is a tough matchup.
That's
because
a 13-point spread, by the way.
The Northwestern Wildcats, the Fighting Reese Davises, are motivated.
Don't call him that. Fitz gets very upset.
The Fighting Reese, he's the one that uses it. He is all over Joey Galloway and using it for motivation, which I think is genius.
I would agree with you.
Their Twitter account now says the Fighting Reese Davises.
Does it really?
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Absolutely. So for the reason that Northwestern, and this goes back to what has to happen in college, what has to happen in high school, what has to happen in the NFL. This is a quarterback-driven, not just league, but sport. If you have a quarterback, this is why Northwestern is having the season they're having. Peyton Ramsey at quarterback, is he phenomenal? No. Is he sensational? No. But he doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
He's a Wildcat, though. He's very Northwestern.
He is very Northwestern. Comes in as a grad transfer, is able to spread the ball around. He is the definition of a game manager. And I don't know that Anquan Swimmons and the Michigan State defense will have an answer for him being able to get to the line of scrimmage and put the Northwestern Wildcats in the best play possible. It's not just about him distributing the football. You watch him get to the line of scrimmage, and he is putting them in the best play possible. He gets to the line of scrimmage, and it's a run, pass, option. It's not an RPO, but it's an audible at the line of scrimmage. Hey, if I see, you know, an uncovered guard, hey, we're going to run to the right. If I see, you know, a blitz that I think I can beat, they're going to throw it. And that's what gives Northwestern's the opportunity against Wisconsin to have the game that they had. Five turnovers will do that as well. But it gives Michigan State a very hard task to be right every time. And they're just not built for it yet.
Wildcats cover 13 points.
No, I don't think they do.
Oh, my.
That was my pick. I think that Michigan State does enough. Because, like I said, Northwestern and Peyton Ramsey, he's not going to go out there and win you the game. He's not going to go out there. He's not the reason. He's not the explosive quarterback that we were hoping maybe Hunter Reynolds, the transfer from Clemson, was going to be. But he is a guy that goes out there and just does his job, doesn't make mistakes, moves the team down the field. They're not going to put up a ton of points. This one is going to be the first one to 20 wins. And I think Michigan State does have an opportunity to score points. Not a lot, not enough. But this one, I don't think that they cover. So that was today's.
So, you know, Michigan State scored 7 the last 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. I think they score 7. But I don't know that Michigan or that Northwestern. So the line is what, 13?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they cover.
I mean, Michigan State cannot score the football.
Maybe they cover. I don't know. But that was this Friday's edition of In the Trenches.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.